Shalom Aleichem, Rabbosai. Today's daf is Erev and daf Samach Gimel. For those in Chutz La'aretz, it is a good vach. For those in Eretz Yisrael, so getting off the Isru Chag train and back into the real hard work of the winter. But either way, I guess for both places, we're here on Samach Beis and Mabez, and we had just finished up quoting that there's a machogas between Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov and Rabbi Meir as to how many Jews need to live in a chutzer with a goy for the goy to aser the chutzer unless they rectify it by renting his rishus. So Rabbi Meir had said that even one Jew will get messed over by a goy in the same chutzer. And Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov had said no, only if there are two Jews in the chutzer will the goy mess up the eruv, and you'll have to do something about that. So we are, based on that, the Gemara digresses now to a discussion about paskening, right? We had just said the halacha, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rav Huna had said the minhag is like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Yochanan said the people are no hag Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. But either way, the Gemara now digresses to talk, but basically this entire amud, this entire daf, rather, about paskening, really paskening in front of your Rebbe in terms of when that's mutter and when that's ozer. So we're here, Amalei Abayah, the Rav Yosef. We are, let's see, we're about, 10 or 11 lines up on Samach Beis Amud Beis. Amalei Abayah, Rav Yosef. Kaimalan, we establish that Mishnas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Kavanachi, that the Mishnah of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, meaning his teachings, is clean and pure. Basically, we paskin like him when he has something to say. From Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, halach Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, again, halach is like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Ma'u la oruye b'makom rabo. What about, is the halacha like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov so clear that a Talmud can even teach this in front of his Rebbe? Meaning, is it that obvious, like pig is treif? Or is a Talmud supposed to defer to his Rebbe even in this case? So Amarlei, afilu biasa bekutcha. Even if the question of whether a person is allowed to eat egg with kutach is milchik, obviously it would be mutter. So even that, boi minei merav chista kol shani d'rav Huna. Even that question, Rav Chista would ask Rav Huna v'lo ori. Rav Chista would not answer. Meaning, even a question like that we wouldn't paskin. So certainly over here, we shouldn't paskin in front of a person's Rebbe. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Abba Labaye, similarly, kigon Megillas Tainis Taksibu Mancha, for example, like a case by the Megillas Tainis. Megillas Tainis is not obviously not one of the Chamesh Megillas, but it was a list of days, basically a sefer they had back in the day that when Chazal decided to make a fast. For a bunch of random days, and obviously we don't have those nowadays. They were corresponding to different calamities or estzara that they had back in the day. We don't follow those anymore. But again, if you have a text in Megillos Tainus, right, that you have it, it's written right there. Ma'alu ruri basreid da rabbi. Are you allowed to make a paskin in a question of Megillos Tainus, of one of the dates, etc., something that's written in Megillos Tainus? Are you allowed to paskin from your Rebbe? Amar lei hachem, Rabbi Yosef. Afilu biyosa the kukha, even a question of whether you're allowed to have an egg in kutach. So again, boy menei Rav Chista kol shani Rav Huna v'lo ori. Rav Huna would not paskin because of his Rebbe. Meaning Rav Chista wouldn't paskin while Rav Huna was still alive. Okay, Rav Chista ori bekafri b'shani Rav Huna. Again, sure enough, Rav Chista did paskin a shayla in the city of Kafri while Rav Huna was still alive. Rav Huna was in Bavel, so that was, he was not there. So we're seeing, again, you're going to see basically all these rules will come up. Right? When he's not around, you're allowed to paskin, but if he's in the neighborhood, if he's in the location, okay, we'll see exactly when a Talmud is allowed to paskin in front of his Rebbe and how serious it is. But basically, the Gemara says here that Rav Chista would paskin in Kafri while Rav Huna was still alive, even though Rav Huna was not around, and that seemed to be fine. Rav Amnuna Ori Becharta, Becharta de Arges, that was a city. Rav Amnuna would paskin in Becharta de Arges, b'shenei de Rav Chista, while Rav Chista was around. And again, that was if Rav Chista was in Kafri, so that apparently this was not near Becharta de Arges. Okay, fine. Okay, so just to, before we get to this next point, just to give a... Well, I guess we could read it, then we'll explain. Ravina sar sakina babavo. Ravina would... Right, again, when a person shechts a cow, so you need to check the knife. Right, how often you check and how many times you can do a shechita, right, depending on whether you're talking about a chicken or a cow or whatever type of animal. Right, different hechsherim have different minhagim. Certainly before each cow you should check the knife. But it used to be a thing of kavod to give the rav the knife to check. And again, obviously, you would give that to the most senior Rav in the neighborhood. That's how it used to be. So Ravina, Sar Sakina, Bebavel. Apparently, Ravina would check the knife. And Rashi says over here, right? Barak Sakin Letavach, Velo Amru Laharo Sakin Lechacham, Elo Pnei Kivod Shal Chacham. Right? Rashi explains that it was a kavodik thing to give him the knife. And here's the point. Venata Ravina nota lo ateres kvoda ir v'rav Ashi rabo b'mas mechasya avya. Right, but Rav Ashi's Rebbe was in Mas mechasya, and that was in Bavel. Right, so why would Ravina check the knife when Rav Ashi was around? So I'm like Rav Ashi. And that's what Rav Ashi said to him. I'm like Rav Ashi. My time of Marachi. What'd you do this for? Right, it wasn't cool. So Ravina said back to him, Rav Hamluna ar b'charta de argis b'shem de Rav Chista. He said what we just quoted. Rav Hamluna paskind in the city of Charta de Argis while Rav Chista was still alive. So Amar le Rav Ashi said back to him, Lav ori itmar. What are you talking about? It says Rav Hamluna would not paskin while Rav Chista was still alive. So Amar le Ravina said back to him, Itma ori vidmar lo ori. Actually, it was said both different types of reports, meaning that either he would paskin or he wouldn't paskin. B'shani de Rav Huna Rabbi hadalo ori, but v'ori b'shnei de Rav Chista. And he wouldn't paskin during the times of Rav Huna, but when Rav Chista was the Rav, then he would paskin. Right, the Talmud Chaver delayed him because he was a Talmud Chaver, because he was his equal, he was a Chevra of him. That is his Charusa and Rav Charusa, but they were on the same level. Meaning, Rav Huna was his Rabbi, but Rav Chista, right, he was on the same level as, so then he would paskin. Fana ana Talmud Chaver demana, and I'm also. Meaning, Ravina said to Rav Ashi, "I'm also Talmud Chaver of you, so therefore." I can check the knife, and it's not considered disrespectful. Amar Rava said to him, "Rabban Chazir the Nafshi, a Talmud Chacham can check the knife for himself. But even if his rabbi's not there, if he's going to go shecht, or they're making food for him, or whatever, he doesn't have to, you know, find his rabbi and give it to him, right? Because he's, you know, it's his meat that we're talking about." Ravina Iklo the Machoza. Ravina came to Machoza, and I see Ishpiza Sakin Navakamachavile, and so Ishpiza his host. Right, brought him a knife to show them. So Amalei Zil Vamaiti the Rav. Right, he said, "Go bring it to Rav." Aye, Amalei says back to him, "Aye, Losavar Lamar Hada Amar Rava." It's Yom Meravan and Chazi the Nafshei. But what are you talking about? I'm about to shech the cow for you. Right, why do you have to show it to Rava? So Amalei Ana Mizvan Zvina, because I pay for the food that I'm eating. So that it wasn't for me Dafka. It's really you're shechting it for you, and I'm buying the food for you. I'm buying the food from you, so therefore, really, the shechting is for you, not for me, and therefore, you should really show it for Rav. That was his cover. Okay, we have a Simon talking about what the next stuff is coming. Talking about Rabbi Elazar Meagronio, Rav Acha Bar Tachlifa, Iku Lebe Rav Acha Brei De Ravika. That's the Talmid Chachamim. Went to Rav Acha Brei De Ravika, Beasrei De Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. In the city, in the neighborhood of Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, by Rav Acha Brei De Ravika, Lemevad. Lahu Iglatilsa. They wanted to make again an Iglatilsa. We've had already in the Stafiomi cycle. I forget exactly where, but Rashi quotes a couple of shitas. Definitely one in Bereshis when Avram Avinu served the Malachim. So it could be the best part of the cow. Right? Iglatilsa literally means a cow either born third to its mother or grown one third to full size. That's considered when the cow is the most delicious, right? Or third born to its mother. Okay, either way, so he brought it in and showed him a knife. No, what are you talking about? You should give it to the older one, meaning Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, you should give him the kavod. So he said to him, this is Rav said, right? Tam Chacham can inspect his own knife. So then sure enough, that's what they did. But Rav Elazar Meagronio had a punishment. Right, you got a punishment for this. So the Gemara says, "Va'amar Rava, Tzur Mevana Chaz Le'Nashi." Well, why did he get punished? So the Gemara says, "Shiny Hasam." No, it's different over there. That Chil Kavod, because once you start saying, "Oh, we should show cover for someone else," and then you decline to show kavod to them, so then that's going to be a problem. That's already not nice. V'iboy say, or another reason, another answer, Shani Ravach Abar Yaakov de Muflag, because Ravach Abar Yaakov was exceptional. He was extraordinary. So I mean, they definitely should have given him kavod because, you know, even if it was his own situation. So you're seeing a bunch of rules here, right? When they're in the area of the Rebbe, so then they have to paskin. If the Rebbe's nowhere near there, so then you can paskin in front of him. You have to give kavod to a Rav who's older? Well, if it's for your own use, then no. But in general, yes. And even if you have a Talmud Chacham, who's a gadol dor, for example, so he should get the knife, even if it's for his own use, the Talmud Chacham's own use, you should still give kavod to the gadol dor. Okay. Amar Rava. Rava says, "Lo frushe meisura." Okay, now a different realm of paskening. To make someone not do an iser, right? A filu befunov, even if the Rebbe is standing there, if for whatever reason he's not saying anything, shoper dami. That it's mutter for a Talmud to say, "Hey, don't turn the light on Shabbos." Okay, Ravina hava yosef kamed Ravashi. He's sitting in front. Ravina was chilling by Ravashi. Vechadi lehu gavra da ka aser le lechamre betzinta b'shabza. What was he going to do? He was going to tie his donkey to a tree on Shabbos. That's we have a din d'rabbanan. You should mishtamish be'ilan. You shouldn't use a tree for anything. So Rama beg kala. So Ravina yelled at him. Velo ashkich be, but he didn't listen. So Amalei lahavi hai gavra b'shamta. So Ravina said, well, let's put this person in chayrim. Right, he didn't listen to din d'rabbanan. So Amalei ki gavna mimit chaza b'abikursa. Right, is that really? Really, like abikursa, not afrikusa, but. Afrikarusa, right? Meaning he wasn't coveting, wasn't listening. So Amalei, in chachma etuna vein eitzel neged Hashem, right? Meaning he was right. Meaning kol makom sheish chil Hashem in chok and cover l'rav. Meaning Ravina yelled at the person not to do it. He didn't listen to him, and then he said he should be put in chayrim. And then Ravina turned to Ravashi and said, "Is what I did okay?" Meaning, is it okay that I yelled at him even though you were sitting right here? So Rav Ashi said back to him, no. You were able to get to him to help him, to make him not do the iser. Obviously, he didn't listen, but it was fine that what you did, right? Like this principle that we just said, that if you're talking about an iser, so then even the Talmud can jump in front of the Rebbe if the Rebbe's not saying anything. Okay. Fine. Amar Rava says, Befar of Asr v'chayiv Misa. Yikes. That if a person, a Talmud is right in front of his Rebbe and he passes in front of him, he's chayav misa, right? Chayav misa v'yishamayim. That obviously we're not going to put him to death and based in what's it called in court here, but chayav misa v'yishamayim. Yeah, yikes. Shalom b'fanav ve'in chayav misa. And if paskins not in front of him, so that's aser, but you're not chayav misa. Ay, shalom b'fanav lo, right? Is he really not? Fatanya. Right. Is he not chayiv misa? If he paskins is not in front of him, didn't Rabbi Elazar Omer lo meso bnei Aaron at she horu halacha b'fnei Moshe Rabban? Right, the Nadav and Avihu died because they paskin in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. Obviously, he was their Rebbe. My dorish, what was the drasha that they kind of darshan? They paskin. V'nasnu bnei Aaron a kohen and eish on the mizbeach. Right, the pasuk says that Aaron's son should put fire on the mizbeach. Amru, and they said, Avo pisha eish yared this min hashamayim. Even though in the Chazal, the tradition is that Kosh Baruch Hu would rain fire down from the heavens right onto the Mizbeach. So even though Kosh Baruch Hu did that, mitzvah lahavi min ha'adiyo. There's still a mitzvah to bring regular fire. Right? That just, you strike a match, right? Whatever. They should still have a mitzvah for people to bring fire onto the Mizbeach. So since they paskin that, right, in Moshe, right, in Moshe's presence, I guess, or whatever, or perhaps we'll see the question at the end. Right, they paskin in front of Moshe, so they were chayav misa. We're not actually going to bring the proof from Nadav and Avihu. Rishonim already talk about, if I'm not mistaken, why we even bring this case of Nadav and Avihu. It's obviously related, but the kash is going to be from the next part. Rabbi Lezer had a Talmud, Shehora Alach Lebafanov, who paskin in front of him, and Amr Rabbi Lezer, the Ima Shalom, and Rabbi Lezer said to, not the Ima Shalom, meaning Ima Shalom was his name, right, was her name. Sorry, Am Rabbi Elazar, the Ima Shalom Ishto, right? Rabbi Elazar's wife's name was Ima Shalom. And he said to her, "To me, ani im yotzi zeh shnaso." I don't know if this guy's going to live out the year. Sure enough, he didn't. His wife said, "Well, are you a Navi, Rabbi Elazar?" He said, "No, lo Navi anochi, v'lo ben Navi anochi. I'm not a Navi. My father's not a Navi." Elakach mekublani, right? This is right. We as a tradition from Chazal called Mora Halacha b'fnei Rav Muchayev Misa. Okay. And here's the kasha, here's the point. Also, Talmud, Yehuda ben Guria Shmo. Right, that Talmud was Yehuda ben Guria. Right, and he was three parses away, which is very far. He was three parses away from Rabbi Elazar. So why? Obviously, you see that if someone's far away from his teacher, he's still Chayav Misa. So Gemara says, actually, Befanavaya. Really, he wasn't that far away. He was right in front of him. That's why he was Chayav Misa. I thought he was three parsos. So Gemara says, according to that, if you're going to be so, if you're going to take every single detail of the story at face value, so Shmo v'Shem Aviv Lama. Why did he mention his name and his father's name? Ela Shlo Tomar Mashal Haya. Right, just tell me it was a mashal. Right, to make sure that it wasn't a mashal. Right, so meaning don't take every exact one. This is a very difficult thing to say, but don't take every exact detail of the story at hand. Meaning it was Yehuda ben Guria, but it wasn't necessarily three parsos away. Meaning he was closer. Right, okay, fine. Meaning, that would be why he was Chayav Misa, because he was actually closer. He wasn't actually farther away. So we see that if a person, again, that this proves now at the end, right, that if Talmud is in front of his Rebbe, he's Chayav Misa, but if he's not, then it's Osir, but he's not Chayav Misa. Okay. Am Rabbi Chiya bar Avam, Rabbi Yochanan, kol amor halacha b'fnei rabo, roi la kisho nachash. All right, if a person paskins in front of his Rebbe, a snake should bite him. Shnemar, as Pasuk says, Vayan Elihu ben Brachael Habuzi Vayomer, Tzayir Ani Layomim, Arkane Zachalti. Yeah, Uksiv, as Pasuk says, Imchamas Zuchaliafor. Elihu ben Brachael Habuzi kind of jumped in front of his Rebbe. What's going on over there? Sorry, I'm blanking. Right, meaning the Pasuk says, he was young and he didn't want to say anything. And therefore, the Pasuk says right after, Chamasu Chaleafar, that's talking about Koshboker gets angry and will kind of make snakes bite nations who sin against him. So zochalei afar, right? People who animals that slither in the dust. So again, Elihu was saying that I don't want to get bit by a snake, right? If I say something, I'm going to get bit, right? That's the implication of the pasuk over there. All right, fine. Ziri says, Amar Rabbi Chanina, right? Nikra chode, a person who passes in front of his rabbi is a chode. Shnemar the pasuk says, Belevit zafati masecha laman lo ech talach. And Rav Amnuna Rami, and Rav Amnuna said, I'll show you a stira. Ksiv, Pasuk says, "Bilibitza fanti imrasecha." Right, in my heart, I'm keeping my words to myself. Ksiv, and then Pasuk says, "Bisharitzi tzedek begahal rav." Right, he paskened the judgment in front of a great nation. So, meaning talking about David HaMelech, right? Both those pukim are in Tehillim. So what does the David HaMelech do? Did he keep his words to himself, or did he paskin in front of great people? So there are many in front of the nation. So Okasha, Kan Bisman She'ira Hayiri Kayim, Kan Bisman She'in Ira Hayiri Kayim. Right? Simply, the difference is whether his Rebbe was alive or not. Whether Ira Hayiri was when he's alive, he wouldn't paskin. When he was after he had passed away already, so then David HaMelech would paskin in front of the masses. Okay, Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda, Kol Hanosin Matnos of the Koyin Echad, maybe Rav La'olam. So a person gives all of his Matnos Kahuna, right? There's a lot of Matnos Kahuna. There's Chala, there's Truma, there's all this stuff that you have to give to the Koyin. But if you keep on giving it to the same Koyin over and over and over, so that brings a famine to the world. Shnei Mar Zepozik says, Ira Hayiri Haya Koyin LaDavid, right? Apparently, Ira was a Kayin, and David kept on, well, we'll see. The David who David Kayin, was he only a Kayin to David, who the Kula Amalo, but not for everybody else, right? It was only David's personal Kayin. So, yeah, Elijah Hayim Ashagar, the Masnosta, right? David would give him all of his gifts, right? Ksubas Rain, right afterwards, it says, Vahigarav be made David, right? There was a famine right afterwards. So you see that the person shouldn't give all of his gifts for the Kohen to a single person. Okay. Rabbi Elazar says, Moridin Osomigdullah. So a person paskins in front of his Rebbe, so we bring him down from his godless, from his position. Shinamar Vayomer Elazar Kohen al Anshe Hatzavah, because the Pasuk says that Elazar Kohen said to the people of in the army, right, and Rabbi Elazar, not Rabbi Elazar, but Elazar HaKohen, right, the Kohen Gadol at that point, right, Aaron HaKohen had passed away already. He taught a bunch of halachos to the people going to war, obviously even though Moshe was still alive, right, Afagav D'Amrlehu, and even though Rabbi Elazar told them, L'achi Ava Tziva V'osi Lo Tziva, even though he quoted his uncle, right, he said, this is what my uncle got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, even for that he was punished. Because the Pasuk says, right, Yeshua should kind of help, you know, Elazar should help Yeshua to lead the people. But we don't find that Yeshua ever asked Elazar anything to help him out. So, right, even though he was supposed to help, right, Yeshua never needed him. So he was never given that kavod because he paskened in front of his Rebbe. Rabbi Levi says, "Call the Mosiv Mila Kamei Rebbe, Rabbi. Anybody who says something in front of his Rebbe, right? Mustamba, right? Meaning Rashi says he paskins. So Azul Lisho below Vlad Rachman on the Flan, he will not have any children. Shneamar as the pasuk says, "Vayan Yoshua benon Misharis Moshemi Buchura Vayomer Odinim Moshe Klaim." That's by Eldad and Medad when he started prophesizing that Moshe was going to pass away. Yoshua got very upset and he said, "Moshe Rabbeinu, you should put him in jail. Get rid of him." Right, obviously he didn't paskin, but he kind of jumped and spoke in front of his Rebbe. Right, Uksiv, the pasuk says, Nun b'no Yoshua b'no, right, and when at the end of, in Divrei Yomim, when it lists Yoshua's lineage, so it says Nun, and then Yoshua, and then nothing else. Elsewhere the Gemara points out that, right, that Yoshua married Rachav, and they had daughters. But he had no sons, so I guess he was sort of punished. Okay, Upliga de Rabbi Abba bar Papa. This actually argues in Rabbi Abba bar Papa in terms of why Yeshua was punished. According to this, right, Yeshua was punished for speaking in front of Moshe. Rabbi Abba bar Papa says something else. Damar Rabbi Abba bar Papa, Onenes Yeshua Ela Bishpil Shebitel Yisrael Laila Achas Mipirev Yerivio. Because Rabbi Yeshua made Am Yisrael not be with their wives for a single night. Right, he refrained them from Puru Revu for a single night, as we're going to see in a second, and that's what he was punished for. Therefore, Mita Keneged Mita, he had no sons. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, Vahiv Yos Yoshua V'Yericho V'Yisai Yinav V'Yar. Right, Yeshua was by Yericho, he saw an angel standing there, V'Ksiv V'Yomar Lo Ki Anisar Tzva Hashem Atabasi. And he says, did you come now? Did you come before? What are you here for? Are you part of the enemy? Are you an angel? Or what are you? What's going on? So the angel said back to them, no, I'm an angel. Atabasi, I came for now. Meaning Yoshua had asked him which Avera, I guess the Gemara will explain in a second, but meaning that Yoshua was unclear as to which Avera the angel was coming. He understood that the angel had come to give him Moser, but he didn't know for which. Let's just read the Vayitra on the Gemara. The Gemara explains, Amarlo, the angel said to him, so Emesh bitaltam Tamid shel bein arbaim, v'achshav bitaltam Talmud Torah. Yesterday you didn't bring the Korban Tamid. And today you were Mevatel Torah, right? Again, because Rashi says over here that people were fighting in battle, but they went, as soon as the battle was over, they should have been learning. Meaning the people had not they were not Potter from Talmud Torah, right? At night when they rested from the siege or battle or whatever it was. So Yoshua wanted to know if it was for the Korban Tamid or the Talmud Torah, right? So Al Ezeman Basa, right? So Yoshua said, on which of them are you coming? So Amarlo Atan Basi, I came for now, right? For the fact that you're not you're not learning Torah. So Miyah, the Pasuk says, it's not actually true. This is a Pasuk later in the Navi by the Melchama against the Ai, against the city of Ai. But Mistama, right? Yoshua, the first opportunity Yoshua had to rectify the sin, right? That's the Rambam, right? So that a person does real true tshuva when he's put in the same exact situation and he has the same ability to either violate or not violate the Isser. So the second time that Yoshua was put in this position, so Vayelech Yoshua Balela, who was Ocha Imek, right? Yoshua went to the valley, Vamar Yochanan, what does that mean? Malamish Halach, Onko Shal Halach, right? He went to go learn Torah. So apparently, right, you see that the from what the mashma was mashma over here is that not that night didn't happen, but the rest of that night they still kept the siege. Meaning they didn't go back to learn that night. They learned only later when they had the siege of the Ai, of the city of Ai. But what happens is that the Aron was not at its normal place, because when you took out to the Melchama, Rashi explains over here that the second you take the Aron out, so you don't people were forbidden from being with each other. Husbands and wives were forbidden to being with each other. The Gemara says over here, not Rashi. The Gemara says straight up. In the next line, in Gemiri, we have a Gemara, we have a Mesora. The Kol Zman Sha'aron and Shechina Shurim Bala Shalom Koma Masurim Mitashav Samita. As long as the Aron and the Shechina are not in its normal place, or if you take it out for war, for siege, or whatever, so Chazal and Am Yisrael are not allowed to have be with each other. So that was what Yeshua caused Am Yisrael, right? When he made a mistake. You should have put put the Aron back, right, and then you know, kind of stop the siege and let everybody go learn Torah, and then let everybody be with their wives. So since he didn't do that, so then he was punished without having any kids. Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Inya Mishmei de Rav Gadol Talmud Torah Yosef Mekarvus Timidim. So you see, what did the angel choose? Right, he had two options. Which Avera did he come for the Talmud Torah or for the missing the Korban? So you see from here the fact that he said, no, I came to give you Musar about the Talmud Torah that you missed. So that apparently Talmud Torah is greater than the Korbanos, and this is the Gemara Megillah. The beginning has a whole Arichus, but here we just cut it short, right, and it says, yeah, Talmud Torah is greater than the Korbanos, the Amar Lei Atabasi, because that's what the angel said, I came now. Amar Rav Bruno Amar Rav, Kala Yashin Bekila, if a person, Kala Yashin Bekila, She'ish V'ishto Shurim Ba, anybody who sleeps in a room where a man and wife are sleeping, right, meaning if they, I guess you bunk up in the same room or whatever, all of a cause of Omer, Neshe Ami Tigrashumi Beis Tanugea, right, you have thrown away, you've chased away, the women of my nation from their house of pleasure. Right now, obviously, if you're not allowing the men and the women to be together because a person is sleeping in the room, so that is inappropriate. If I'm Rav Yosef, I feel bishonida. Even if a woman is anida, and obviously they can't be together anyway, still it's inappropriate to sleep in the same room as husband and wife. Rava Amar Rava says, "Imish tonida hu tavol of bracha." Right? Rava says, "No, that's great because you're giving them an added level." Of protection to make sure that they're not together, right, when she's in Nida. And the Gemara says Velohi, but really that's not a good svara because that Ha'idna might Natre, right? Who's taking care of them until now, right? You don't need to go. People married 5, 10, 15 years, whatever it is, and now all of a sudden you're sleeping in the room, oh, Baruch Hashem, someone's here to make sure that when she's in Nida, they're not going to be together. What have they done until now? You don't need extra. I'm Yisrael or Baruch Hashem, or Kedoshim Hayim, and there we're Baruch Hashem, we're able to control ourselves and observe Hilchos Nida without anybody else sleeping in the room. Okay, we're going to stop here because then we're going to go back to Halachas of Eruvim and Eruv Chatzeros, etc. Okay, and we'll go back to it in the Hilchos Shas tomorrow. Right, have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.